Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Samir, S-A-M-I-R, Barahona, B-A-R-A-H-O-N-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Barahona as described in my report of 5-14-21. Appeared he is now a 28-year-old male who again reports he injured his left leg at work on 10-29-18. Appeared at that time he was hit by a forklift and broke his left leg, but he was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a broken tibia and fibula, but he underwent surgery with implantation of a rod and screws on 10-30-18. Appeared since evaluated here, he had the hardware removed, which helped his pain. Appeared, however, he still has a rod in the area about the knee. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per the additional records supplied, Mr. Barahona received an order proving settlement on 8-30-21 and then reopened his case. Period. On 9-13-22, he was seen by Dr. Graf, G-R-A-F, to get his proximal screw out. Period. Diagnosis was type 1 or 2, open displaced comminuted fracture of the shaft of the left tibia with routine healing. Period. X-rays were done and he was scheduled for surgery. Period. On 2-15-23, Dr. Graf performed deep hardware removal by removal of symptomatic interlocking screw from the left tibia. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was symptomatic hardware, comma, interlocking screws, tibia with significant irritation in the work boot, comma, left, comma, oblique, one screw in nature. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he is wearing high-top sneakers that he finds more comfortable than low-top. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed multiple healed scars at the left lower extremity. Period. There was one longitudinally at the left knee, as well as one at the shin and ankle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left ankle inversion was minimally limited to 30 degrees, with eversion minimally limited to 12.5 degrees. Period. Motion at the left ankle, right ankle, as well as both knees and hips, was full in all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle test was 4+/5 for resisted left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Palpation of the left foot elicited numbness and tingling towards his toes, but Tinel's maneuver was negative. Period. He did not have tenderness to palpation. Period. Knees normal, feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral normal. He was able to do a series of 5 independent heel lifts on the affected left foot. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, Mr. Barahona went on to have his hardware removed on 2-15-23. Period. He states this improved his symptoms. Period. The current examination found he ambulated with a physiologic gait with no antalgia or assistive devices. Period. He could walk on his heels and toes. Period. He was able to do 5 independent left heel lifts. Period. There was mild weakness in left hamstring strength. Period. This corresponds to what he says is weakness when doing prone knee bending with weights. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as will be marked. And that's the end.